It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Last April, I was spring cleaning birdhouses for the nuthatches and chickadees that raise their families in them each year. The first few boxes had only small amounts of moss, feathers, and old nesting material in them, which I dumped out onto the ground. But when I opened the last box, it was filled with strips of cottonwood bark and twigs, so much stuff that I went down the ladder in search of a trash can. When I climbed back up, I was surprised to find black eyes and whiskers poking out at me from the mass of nesting material. A flying squirrel! I quickly closed the box and backed down the ladder, hoping my intriguing new neighbor would ignore my rude intrusion. Flying squirrels are small grayish-brown tree-dwelling rodents with large, shiny black eyes. In Montana, you can find them in the coniferous forests and riparian woodlands of the western half of the state. A furry fold of skin stretched between ankles and wrists acts as a sail that allows flying squirrels to glide from tree to tree or from tree to ground. They are not capable of actual flapping flight as bats are, but can glide up to 100 yards given a high enough launching point. More typical glides range from 20 to 50 yards. I'd seen flying squirrels before, but not often. While red squirrels and the larger eastern fox squirrels are active during the day when we are, flying squirrels don't come out until deep dusk and are tucked into bed before we get up, so we don't often run into them. Most of my flying squirrel sightings have been brief nighttime encounters, a ghostly shadow drifting through the pines as my headlights swept past, a swinging bird feeder hastily abandoned when I flicked the yard light on. But one summer, a flying squirrel came to stay and captivated me with his nightly waking ritual. I found his home by accident, strolling past an old wooden birdhouse hanging on a cottonwood tree by the creek. Noticing twigs spilling out the entry hole, I picked up a stick and absently poked it in. To my surprise, somebody on the inside grabbed it and pulled back. Probably not a bird. Could be a squirrel nest, but the red squirrels that inhabit our neighborhood are busy gathering food all day long and wouldn't be taking a midday nap. Must be a flying squirrel. I left him or her alone and resolved to get a better look later. That evening, I took my binoculars and sat in the bushes about 20 feet from the nest box. Nightfall in Montana comes late in early June, so I had to sit quietly and wait for quite a while. Eventually, it got too dark for the binoculars to be of use, so I put them aside and peered through the dusk at the box. I was just about to give up and go inside when I noticed that the opening seemed to have changed shape. Indeed, the outline of the opening was getting larger and taking on an irregular shape. It was the squirrel, pushing his head and shoulders out to take a look around. By this time, I could hardly see it all, but watched as he hung from the opening head down for some moments, then twisted and climbed onto the roof of the nest box. He paused only a second or two, then scurried up the trunk of the cottonwood tree. Just when I lost sight of him in the branches, he launched and sailed to the base of a neighboring tree. He raced up that trunk and soared again, disappearing into the darkness. I went back night after night to watch this performance. As the weeks passed, his emergence occurred later and later each evening. It got so I could look at the clock and the gathering dusk and predict within 2 or 3 minutes when my flying squirrel would be waking up to begin his nightly rounds. The silent glide of a flying squirrel requires an elevated launching point. It cannot take off from the ground. The squirrel assumes a head-down position on a tree trunk, then pushes off with its strong hind legs, spreading all four legs to fully extend the gliding membranes. Once a squirrel is airborne, it makes course corrections by altering its wrist and foreleg positions. Its flattened tail functions as a rudder and adds to the lift provided by the flight membranes. Flying squirrels can make rapid side-to-side maneuvers, bank turns, and tight downward spirals, as well as long-distance glides. But all good things must come to an end, and eventually a glide runs out of momentum. The squirrel pulls upright at the last instant to land gently. In order to keep moving forward, it must climb again to launch a new glide. In winter, look for a characteristic landing patch with tracks leading off in the snow. Flying squirrels are fascinating denizens of our Montana forests that often go unnoticed as they set about their business. I feel fortunate to have made their acquaintance. Perhaps you've been lucky enough to see one, too. This is Kim Burke for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For more information about upcoming programs and events, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.thenaturecenter.org.